Well, while the Farm Bill extension did allow for some programs to continue, some uncertainty remains, something that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says is simply not good for the ag sector and the economy as a whole.
This uncertainty is very difficult to deal with, and it certainly puts us potentially at a competitive disadvantage if it lasts beyond the first several months of 2013.
Which is why Vilsack is hoping congressional leaders will not wait much longer to craft a comprehensive five-year farm bill.
I think the best-case scenario is that the Senate and the House agricultural committees get to work as quickly as possible, which I think there's been some indication, at least on the Senate side, that that's the intent of the chair. That once the committee structure gets its work done, that the leadership in both the House and the Senate allow a bill that's gone through the committee process to come up to the general members in the House and the Senate, get those votes in the Senate and the House, sufficient votes to get the bill passed and get to the president's desk as quickly as possible. The greater and the sooner that happens, the greater the chances are that we have some certainty for the next 5 years. We can build the momentum that's been building in the rural economy in the last couple of years. We can, lay the fears that folks have of uncertainty and not having adequate support to rest, and people can get about the business of continuing to be productive and innovative as they have been.
Of course, technically, Congress has until September 30th of this year before the extended 2008 Farm Bill expires. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.